This is Mind Your Own Business with me, Dom O'Neill. We're talking on the show today the benefits of saving from the point of view of a small business. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can throughout the week, MYOB Show.
Well, my name is Ed O'Neill. I run a language training centre in Newcastle, and we do language training for people in the Northeast.
My name is Louise Hardy. I am the business mentor at the Northeast Business and Innovation Centre in Sunderland.
Okay, well, straight off the bat, Ed, why you are a small business owner, why is it important for you to save?
Well, I mean, as a small business owner, you really don't know what's around the corner, literally, the next month. I find that my cash flow goes up some months and goes down other months. Particularly this month, during the summer, it's quite high because there's a lot of people coming over for the summer. But then when you get to, like, November, December, it gets lower. So you have to have a little bit of capital saved up in order to sort of see you through those months where it's a bit less busy, you know?
Okay. Louise, is that true just for Ed's business, or is that true across the board? Will there be, in most businesses, busy months and not so busy?
Yes, a lot of it, again, it depends on whether your business is seasonal. Obviously, from the way that Ed has just explained, his business sounds like it's seasonal, as in he gets a lot more visits over in the summer. But Ed's right in saying that you do need to sort of save when the sort of make hay when the sun shines. So if you have got spare capital when you are in your busiest period, is my suggestion would be definitely put some money away on a weekly basis if it's easier, or definitely on a monthly basis, because unfortunately things like your VAT, your tax and all the other things that go on your business will always be there. So you will always be better if you have some money to fall back on.
Join me for more tips tomorrow.